Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 13th of October. Grim old weather, isn't it? Grim, grim weather. Horrific. We are in for a big, long winter now. Don't know whether we'll be locking down, locking out. God knows what's going to go on over the next few months. But I do think we've got to resign ourselves to the fact that things aren't going to get much better. So yesterday, obviously, we started Mindset Monday. I think that was okay. Tuesday, I'm not going to do a recipe every day. I'm going to do a recipe a week for the winter. So I'm going to do a Tuesday recipe. And I'm going to start this week with a nice one for winter. A nice bit of braised beef stew in red wine. Just slow cooking some beef in red wine. It's absolutely beautiful. I use brisket for this. This is like an all-day one. You can put it in a slow cooker, or if you're at home on a Saturday, put it in the oven for 4 or 5 hours. Absolutely gorgeous. Right, so the ingredients you will need are some olive oil. This makes for about 6. So you want 1.5 kilos of beef brisket, and then cut that into chunks. Obviously adjust that if you'd making for less or more, but this is something you can, even if there's more, only 2 or 3 of you, you can whack it in the freezer and have. A packet of dried porcini mushrooms, a couple of medium onions, a couple of celery sticks, 4 decent garlic cloves, slice the onions, chop the celery up, slice the garlic cloves, 2 tablespoons of tomato puree, a full bottle of wine, something like a Merlot or a red Cabernet. You want a full bottle of a full body decent wine, some dried oregano, some rosemary sprigs, a couple of bay leaves, tin of chopped tomatoes, plum tomatoes, 300 ml of beef stock. You can put, so I don't put olives in because I'm not a massive lover of them, but you can put some olives in. You want some waxy potatoes, about 500 grams, something like a Charlotte potato. 500 grams of them. As I say, you can add olives. I do add capers. I like capers in mine. So you could put, 50 grams of olives, 50 grams of capers in. But I don't have the olives, and all you need is just one great big casserole dish. Turn your oven on to about 140 fan, 160 normal. I think most people have fan ovens these days. Put the casserole dish on the hob, put the oil in it, and get it up to a good hot heat. Again, you don't want it, you don't want a medium heat and the meat starts to boil. You want to get it seared. So get the oil up to a good high heat. Season, you've chopped your beef up, season it with salt and pepper, and then just fry that in small batches. Don't try and lob it all again all in at once. You just want to sear this. So have a plate to your side, just put it in spoonfuls, sear it round, take it out, put it on the plate, and do it till you've got the lot. Put your porcini mushrooms, once you've done that, put that to one side, put your porcini mushrooms in a bowl, pour over enough boiling water to cover them, and just leave them to rehydrate. So just put them to the side 10-15 minutes, then go back to your pan, get some more oil in there. This time you can have it on a medium heat. We're going to do the veg, so turn it down a fraction. Put in the onions, the celery, and cook all that until it starts to colour and soften up, and then add the garlic. Don't put the garlic in at the same time. You don't want to burn your garlic. Nothing worse than a taste of burnt garlic. Put that in after your celery and your onion is softened, and put the garlic in for about another minute. Then add the porcini mushrooms and add a bit of the liquid as well, probably about half of the liquid that you've got. Put that in. Don't put it all in because you'll have all the bits at the bottom, so just about half the liquid. Put the tomato puree in, pour your bottle of wine in, put your tin of tomatoes in, put your herbs in, and with your tin of tomatoes, put the beef stock in, rinse the tin round so you get all the juice of that as well, and put all that into the casserole dish and stir that well, and then get your beef, pop that back in, transfer to the oven, and cook it for about 3 hours. When those 3 hours are up, take it out, peel and chop your potatoes, and get your olives and capers if you're going to use them, and put those into the oven, into the dish. Put it back in the oven for another hour and a half, couple of hours. The potatoes will just be going soft. The meat will be falling apart. At the end of that, just take it out, let it rest for a little bit, cool down just a fraction, just to let the meat relax, and serve that with some nice, you know, thick, I like French stick, but some thick bread. Absolutely beautiful in the winter. As I say, you can keep it in the fridge if you don't use it all and cook it, or you can freeze it, anything that's left. But a really simple one pot dish. As I say, use brisket. People think it's a cheap cut. It's absolutely gorgeous if it's cooked properly, brisket. And you'll be off and running. So there you go, a nice little winter stew for you guys to sit down while you're watching the football. You can get yourself a nice bit of stew in. Haven't got any football bets. I said, talking about that football, I read all that stuff last night on that Project Big Picture or whatever. It's basically holding the football league to ransom, isn't it? It's scurrilous, is what it is. These big clubs just want to get richer and richer. The whole Premier League was invented just so the clubs involved and the people involved could get richer, with Sky sort of providing the propaganda. And this is absolutely a power grab without a shadow of a doubt. It's difficult to see, though, with the circumstances these clubs are in. You are going to have some. I think Simon Dennis tweeted Fleetwood Town last night. They're so desperate that they'll almost sign up to anything, and that's the way it seems. Be interesting to see how it unfolds, but I'm not convinced, like others, you'll see a European Super League yet. I think the Premier League is so big, the money it's generating these teams, that, you know, it isn't like that in Spain and Italy. I'm not sure that that's where it will go at the minute, but certainly I'm sure there's a few clubs who want to head that way. Going to be disastrous for, I know, the lower league football that will get them out of this immediate hole, but long term I can't see it being good. Right, and we've got some pod horses for today, which, as always, I've got to find. Bear with me. Right, pod horses. So yesterday we had, what did we have? We only had the one winner, didn't we? Marshall Dan won. We had a first one traded 16%. Marshall Dan obviously won. Northern Society, rubbish. Dream Seller traded 60%. Running Cloud traded 40%. Candescence useless, but second. So hopefully you should have been able to snick some sort of profit out of it. Today we have got Huntingdon and Newcastle only. So Huntingdon is the early meeting, and then Newcastle through into the evening. So I'm just going to give you the horses again, and that's it. So Huntingdon, 12 o'clock, Perfect Myth. Huntingdon, 12:30, Vegas Blue. Huntingdon, 1 o'clock, Peur de Rien. A little bit of French there. Huntingdon, 2:35, The Late Legend. And Huntingdon, 3:45, Gumbo Flyer. And then Newcastle, 4:12, Eagle's Foot. 4:45, Island Nation. 6:15, Pockley. And 8:15 at Newcastle, 1:17. So as I say, all those win and place or trade, whatever suits you. I am keeping the results, and I'll give you an update of those at the end of the month. Right, that's it for me. I'm gonna also, as part of Tuesdays, introduce back the suggestions of books again to read through the winter for people. I didn't get time to sort that this morning, but I will do that for next week. So Tuesdays we'll have any horses, football, recipe, books. It's all here. Everything's here. We're going to keep you all going through the winter as we go into this, what's going to be, I think, probably a difficult time again for lots of people. We will try and keep you going as best we can whilst the world continues to be mad. Have a fantastic Tuesday. and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. We're gonna introduce stat of the week. So every week we'll have a new stat. So tomorrow we'll see stat of the week, and I will be back with you then.